Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Hope that you're all doing fantastic. Hope you're all staying safe, and we hope that you are still collecting, selling, trading, and listening to vinyl records. You know, the good thing about the business of vinyl records, whether you're a collector or a seller or a trader, like that, if you can't unload the record, let's say you can't sell it, you can't trade it, you could always listen to it. Isn't that the beauty? You could keep it in your collections. And why not? You know, it's like an, you know, it's like a piece of music that you can listen to anytime you're in the mood to listen to it. Let's say you have a bad day, you want to put on a record and listen to it in your backyard or in your den or in your apartment. You know, that's the beauty of having records. Any day you can just flop it right back on and listen to your favorite song. So yes, this podcast is all about vinyl records, and I hope that you listened into the last 9 episodes where I talk about how you can get your business going and rolling and making dough. So, you know, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to it. If you have, you know, you're stuck maybe and you need a little bit more advice, you could always email me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. We are on Facebook as well, too, at Power Records and Music One. You will see that I've attached my new mega site on this podcast and on my Facebook page. That's where we sell everything music. You know, I decided to branch out and sell a lot of music related items, and I have a few hundred of them on there, plus of course vinyl records too. I couldn't resist, but I didn't want to make it just musical instruments and guitars and so on. I wanted to add in my vinyl records as well too. So have a look at the attachments you'll see on these podcasts and on the Facebook page. And of course, if you need any assistance, don't forget to reach out. And of course, anything I talk about with you, anything that advice I give you, if I could send you anything, everything is free. Free. Where have you heard that word before? Anyways. So inflation. Wow. Is it real? It's kind of real. I mean, I went to the vinyl record show here in Hamilton, Ontario on the weekend. And of course, I pulled out my $5 and I went to the entrance, and of course, the very nice person there at the entrance said, well, it's $20. I said, what, $20? Is that inflation? No, she goes, it's not inflation. It is because you came in early, and any early birds before 10:30 get a choice of good records, so you have to pay more. I said, okay, well, that's a pretty good deal. Why not? I'll take that. And I went ahead and submitted my $20, and I went in, and there was maybe 5 other collectors in there at that time. I got into about maybe 20 or so. It wasn't very many people, so I figured I've got a lot of choices here, and I went through and all the records. And you know what, guys? I was a little bit disappointed, I must say. And, you know, the dealers have jacked up their prices, and I can understand why. You know, with COVID and everything, they're trying to make up for it. But I never saw a good record under $30. Beatle records were between $30 and $40. You know, there was some new wave stuff that I'm really interested in, punk stuff, and that was priced way out of range. There wasn't really good deals. I couldn't find, you know, usually if I go to those record shows, I gobble up, and I did still gobble up 20 records or so, but I usually gobble up, you know, between 20 or 30 records, and I find them at a good price. This time I couldn't get them at a good price. I spent quite a bit of money, and I couldn't, you know, those shows are for really, you know, if you want to build up your collection, you pay that price, which is you know, below price, below market price, and you get a good deal. But I couldn't find a good deal, unfortunately. Don't think I will resist going there again. I think I'll still go to the shows, but I expected a little bit more, and especially for me paying that extra price getting in, I thought I'd have a lot more choices, lots and lots of choices, but the prices weren't as good or as low as I thought they would be. So kind of disappointed in that one, but we'll see in the future. Maybe, you know, they'll adjust prices. I can understand that. You know, I can understand, you know, a lot of these record store guys and guys that I've met before that have stores here in Toronto, that were at the show, you know, they're suffering, right? They've suffered, and a lot of them have closed. So, you know, they're trying to up their prices. And I've noticed the same thing online, you know, here in Canada. You know, I shipped a record out to Alberta day before yesterday, and I did it through Canada Post. When the total ringed up, it ringed up about 11 something, which I said, you know, it's not too bad. You know, I was shipping out right west. Then I clicked the buy button or the send button or where they, you know, to complete the sale, and they add $5 surcharge on it. Like, you know, like, why don't I just don't understand that, you know. So everything with tax came up to about $19, close to $20 to ship that record. You know, and I just don't understand that. Like, the gas prices have come down a bit, you know. So why not adjust the gas surcharge price as well too? You know, like, why not eliminate that? And, you know, because that's why these dealers here on Discogs have forced to up their prices. And I don't blame them. They just can't afford to operate a business anymore because of that. And it was kind of disappointing to see that as well. And, you know, and I don't know, like, how people will stay in business because of that, you know. And I think that there'll be a change maybe in people buying. And I've noticed a little bit of a change. I noticed sales have gone down a bit. You know, there's not as many sales as I had last year at this time and the year before. You know, is it because of, you know, people are tired of paying the prices and tired of inflation? I don't know. But I wish that it kind of gets better, you know, because for us dealers out there and collectors, you know, it gets a little bit tough to order online or go to your local shop and buy records. It's, you know, even new record prices, I saw some that were $65-$70 in some stores, brand new records. That, you know, it's contemporary stuff that you can get a hold of, or you should get a hold of anywhere. I found them priced way out of range. And anyways, we'll see how that goes, guys. But don't get discouraged. The whole idea of being in the business of selling records is to shop around, go around, make it fun, you know, and talk to the dealers, you know, meet them, you know, bargain with them, you know, meet people online that are record dealers, join Facebook groups, you know, and just get into it that way. And, you know, put the message out there that you're around, and, you know, you'll find the good deals that come and go as well too. And of course, there are always garage sales, there's flea markets. You know, there's people on Kijiji that sell bulk records. You have to be careful with those. But, you know, there's always opportunities. There's always ways of getting good prices on records if you really want to. So, guys, again, reach out to me if you need any assistance. That's my show for today. Over and out. Talk to you soon, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.